This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kuma banana.
The Hugh Douglas anthem.
Say no worries. I don't know, that for the rest of your days.
Cool, yeah. Mama Tata. It's all worry-free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem-free philosophy, Hugh.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Hakuna Matata Douglas over here says, it's all right, all the money's on the offensive side.
It is.
Defense.
It's going to pan out. It's going to work out in the wash.
I hope you're right. Well, that singing doesn't make me feel better or anything. Okay, so here's where I'm at on this. I think the scales have tipped too far. The Eagles have poured a lot of money into the offensive side, and it feels like now we're seeing the other side of that, which is we're letting good defensive players go, and part of it is money. And I wish it was tipped the scale a little bit back. Like, I'm not trying to say they should pour all the money in defense. Hugh, I recognize it's more of an offensive league, mm-hmm. and that's where the guys get paid. I know. I see what you've been trying to say for a while. I just wonder if the scales have tipped too far. If we're all the money's on the offense, and right now we got very little on the defense side. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. By the way, we do have a $100 gift card to Sunoco. We have the Hughes Clues today. We're still waiting for a winner on that. And what I hear is about an hour from now, Hugh is preparing to throw a challenge flag on one of our colleagues here at WIP.
Yes.
All right, so stay tuned for that. We haven't had a challenge flag thrown in a while. Hugh's going to throw a challenge flag on another WIP host. I can't wait for that. Yep, we got the whistles and everything. All right, can we hear from Marcus Spears here? He does seem to be worried, but not because of the person in charge of making these picks here.
Yeah, I would be in a state of panic if I didn't trust Howie Roseman as much as I do. And I think he's built that over the past few years. We've seen him be ahead in this situation. We had a head scratcher when he drafted Jalen Hurts. Look how this has turned out. You talk about the young defensive line. Howie Roseman also knows with the departure of Milton Williams and the departure of Josh Sweat, he's going to have the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL in a year or so, in a year or two, when it comes time to pay Jalen. So Jalen Carter. So there's a lot of things that I think he's actually getting ahead of. You think about this young defense, a lot of guys perform at a very high level. Jordan Davis was an important piece to what they did. Hopefully he can come in for Milton Williams and have a similar impact. But I look at this team. I think about Howie Roseman's history. I think about how he's been ahead of the curve. He's had to pay some guys. You got to rob Peter to pay Paul. He's seen to be able to pay Paul in all of these situations. So I trust what they've done. Yeah, there are some names on that list that would concern me about any other franchise. Different tone from San Francisco to Philadelphia Eagles. And I think it has everything to do with what we've seen from Howie Roseman and the decisions he's made over the past few years.
Yeah, I mean, look, big picture, I do trust Howie, and they're going to be fine as an organization. But that was interesting the way he framed it, the rob from Peter to pay Paul. We're robbing from the defense to pay the offense. I mean, that's the where the money
and
is right now.
You said it's worked out for him. I feel like they've identified what is better or what's beneficial for their quarterback, and they are leaning into that.
So I agree with you on that. But you know how this would make more sense to me? Hugh, if they just had the number one offense in the league and they had a pretty good defense and the offense drove the way, then I could say, all right, just recycle these guys on defense. They weren't that good anyway. The offense drove the train. What's scrambling my brain is the best part of the team we're letting go, or a lot, you know, letting go a lot of them, and we're keeping the part of the team that most fans were frustrated with the whole year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pleasant surprise. Lightning in a bottle. I can't say that enough. It was one of those things where going into the season, the plan was to have the offense lead the way. Didn't happen that way. Didn't happen that way from the beginning of the game. You can look at the first game and see that. They came out firing on all cylinders. They're trying to throw the ball all over the place. Didn't work. Defense was put in a bind from the beginning. And they showed up and they showed out. And everybody was like, wow, wait a minute. This defense, they came to play. And, you know, you're looking at it like, well, how many times are they going to be able to do that? How many times are they going to stop on the goal line?
And then they got better and better.
And then they got better and better. They had that one hiccup in Tampa. And then after that,
they were great.
They took off.
You're right. So what's striking to me, though, is we are basically saying one of two things has to be true. The offense has to be better than it was last year because they're running that back and paying a lot of money. Or we need lightning in a bottle again. Lightning typically doesn't strike twice. So
there it is.
So which one is am I going to get next year? I need a better offense from the same guys, or I need the defense to give me lightning again.
You know what? I think happening as I think back on the season, because I think about that Tampa game when they looked lost, and they tried to play at a coverage that really played soft coverage against Tampa Bay, and they got cooked. I think that at that point, Coach Fangio had a better, and then Cooper DeJean wasn't out there anyway. And it, out there either. I mean, that's a big factor.
Yeah, Maddox was awful.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
Palling around with Mike Evans.
Oh, that was
Fortnite.
The worst.
When they got him back, it allowed Coach Fangio to play in a way where he could sit back in coverage and everybody figured out their role. See, that's the thing that we tend to forget. When Cooper DeJean got healthy, that's when this team really took off.
That's true.
I mean, and he's here. And like I've been trying to say, that you have your core guys here. You have the guys, the difference makers here. You have the guys at every level here. They're here. And I think as long as you have those guys, you've identified those guys. That slot, that's why when I say Cooper in the slot, that's big. I would rather keep him in the slot. But if I have to slide him out to corner, so be it. But I think his strength is that big body, that his ability to run and his ability to tackle in that slot position.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, and he was excellent last year. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
Chuck.
Yo,
what's up, man?
Chuck, what's up, pal?
Hey, he was hyping that thing up yesterday. You trying to get out of there, man. You and him and Gertz was getting on your nerves, wasn't it?
Oh, no. They do a lot of yelling. We yell, but it's different. It's a little.
No one yells on this show.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different.
Yeah, I hear you. He wanted to go home and get some of them gummies, man. He's like, I'm getting out of here.
Not during the week, dog. We don't partake during the week. On the weekend now?
Yeah, we're close to the weekend.
On this flight to, on this flight to Florida.
You going to be good?
Man, that man sleep. Sleep.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, Howie Roseman, to me right now, is like a person that has lost some money, but they have very good credit. They're able to still do the things that they want to do going forward because they're utilizing their credit now until the money recoups. I get what he's doing. He's identified himself as being a good drafter now. And that's how you build franchises for years to come. You build the best franchises, draft well. And that's what he's doing right now. You know what I mean? I trust him because he can draft now. Before, Howie couldn't draft, so he had to depend on free agency so much. So to more as though he's trying to build a team through free agency and not draft properly. Now that he can draft well, the days of getting Nnamdi Asomugha, Byron Maxwell, DeMarco Murray, has been DeMarco Murray, the dream team days, those days are over with. I mean, you know, he's going to sprinkle in some good free agencies, you know, picks, you know, don't get me wrong, but the core of this team is going to be through the draft, I think, going forward with Howie Roseman, the Howie Roseman you got now. And I think we should be comfortable with that because he can draft well now. And that's what I've been waiting for Howie to do, is develop as a drafter. And we're seeing it right before our eyes. He built that defense through the draft for the most part. And the core of that defense is young, is still here, and he's still going to be able to get those guys signed and draft and replenish more guys that come in to fill in a Milton Williams spot, to fill in a Josh Sweat spot, And we're going to be fine, man. I'm telling you, this guy can draft now, and that's the best thing that could happen to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, it's the biggest change, Chuck, because they've always been good at trades. It's like Howie's had a lot of things he's good at, free agency trades. Like, they'll get stars. But you're right. That's the you look at the last three or four drafts. I mean, these have been home runs. Like, they're getting starters all over. And if that continues, then they're going to be fine. But they need to continue that because they're expensive in a lot of places now on the offense.
Yeah, I mean, look at the great teams that have always been good. I mean, the teams that have been good year in and year out. Baltimore.
Yep.
You know, the teams like that, they draft well. You know what I mean? They the Patriots, when Tom Brady was, they was able to draft well. And you sprinkle in some good free agencies like a Randy Moss, you know what I mean, to go and be like, you know what, I can pinpoint him right here and go from there. But, I mean, I love where we're at right now. We got a Super Bowl ring under our belt, and we have a GM now that has identified the ability to draft well and knows what it takes to build a franchise and a dynasty. And that's how you build a dynasty, not through free agency. Those guys get old. You build it through young players, particularly on defense, but through young players to keep their team young and to keep them replenished. And I like what Howie's doing right now. So, I mean, I'm on board with it. I trust him, and I think this team is going to be just as good going forward this year as they were last year. Just might be a different way of them winning, but I think they're going to be just as good this year going forward.
Oh, well, I love that. I mean, if they get to 14 wins, I'm cool however you get there. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us for a car for Hughes Clues?
The 5.0 Mustang.
A good guess, but not it, Chuck. All right. We got a couple of – we got – Hugh, the people need
– He's got these people in a spin cycle.
I know. I mean, we got him on a spin cycle most days.
Yeah.
But you've got the people in a spin cycle today. All right, let's go to Larry, who doesn't believe we have a cap situation. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's good, up, Larry? What's up?
Hey, so we don't have a cap issue. What we have is a surplus of excellent players. And unfortunately, in the salary cap league, the reality is you can't keep everybody, and especially rotational solid starter players when you have elite players that you have to pay. So, you know, we're going to not pay Landon Dickerson, the best guard in football, so that you can overpay Milton Williams $26 million a year? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Well, if you want to have a balance, I'm not saying that particular one. Larry, I would have re-signed Landon. But in general, yeah, teams make these decisions all the time. The Kansas City Chiefs had Tyreek Hill, who will one day be in Canton. And they said, we're not paying him because we're going to pay defensive players. Like, teams do this all the time.
No, I agree. But the thing is, we have a number of elite players that, you know, we just have to pay.
You don't have to do anything. The Bengals are making a mistake right now. They're going to pay two receivers $35 million a year, and they're going to let go a guy that has 17 and a half sacks. I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl that way. Like, just because you think you have to do it doesn't mean you do. I mean, Larry, one more thing, because you made a point, and I thought it was interesting. They don't have a cap issue. They have too many good players, and they've paid them. Larry, I could go out and get another car today, and then I tell my wife we don't have money issue, but I didn't need that car.
Right, but we do need Landon Dickerson. We do need Jordan Mailata.
No, they don't.
But they don't.
Like, in general, individually, I'm with you. They don't need to pay every offensive player big money. They don't. I mean, they're choosing to, and they're not going to pay defense. That's a strategy, but there's no rules here.
And so far, how has that strategy worked out the past 3 years? We've been to two Super Bowls, and we won one of them.
But so far, that strategy is working well. But what's interesting is it working, like this past year, did it work because the offense was great, or did it work because, as Hughes said, they caught lightning in a bottle on defense?
It worked because the team was great. Now, we didn't have as much financially put into the defense because our star players are still on the rookie contract. That's going to change in a few years when you're paying Jalen Carter $35 million a year, when you're paying Kuman Mitchell $25 million a year. So in like 3 years, it's going to be flipped.
But it's already changed. It's changing before we realize it. Like, they chose not to pay Sweat and Williams because of exactly what you said. Like, they're looking down the line, and they're realizing we can't do this, which I understand the financials, but that means the team is likely worse now.
I mean, but that every team has to do that. And the thing is, we're not letting go of we're not choosing to pay Milton Williams, who I think was a very good player, but we have Jalen Carter, who's going to be making like $35 million a year in 2 years. That's who you have to pay.
I understand.
What I would say too is, like, look back at the early 2000 Patriots. On an annual basis, almost annual basis, they were losing a multi-time Pro Bowl player almost every single year. We're not talking about losing multi-guys multi-time Pro Bowlers. We're talking about losing guys that are solid starters.
I know. They also had the greatest coach of all time to scheme around that stuff. Yeah, I mean, I understand. This is partially a product of all the good offensive players they found, right? The A.J. trade, the Jalen draft. Like, I understand your point. Like, I don't know if they decided this was a strategy or like, we happen to draft all these good offensive players. Now we got to keep them.
If you want to keep them, you got to pay them.
Right, but sometimes.
And I'd rather pay the elite offense. All-pro guard and elite all-pro tackle than pay the good defensive tackle who's making now more than all those guys. I mean, I love Milton Williams. I mean, he's a very good player. Do I think he's the third best defensive tackle in the league as he's now being paid?
No,
I do not.
I'd rather not
pay him that. We can pay our other guys who are actually the top in their position what their rightful salary is.
Larry, I get it, and everything you said makes sense. Then they got to be better than the seventh best offense during the regular season. Like, to make this work.
Sure, I agree with that.
Yeah, and then that's where we're headed. All right, Larry, what do you got for us for a guess?
I'm not sure I fully even understand the clue, so I would say the station wagon with the wood thing on the side. That's a classic car.
Don't be trying to take no. Don't be sneak this.
No,
Larry.
That's a good
guess.
Don't act like you don't understand what I said, Larry.
These answers are a bad reflection on your clue.
Yeah. No, it's not.
They are.
It's like the teacher who the students are failing, and the teacher's at fault.
You know what's funny? There's a lot of people. I ain't gonna say no names, but they've already hit me up with the correct answer because they get me.
Oh boy,
they get I'm coming from. They understand we're on the same wavelength.
The poor Hugh Douglas is just misunderstood.
I can't help it if Larry is not on the same wavelength and he's only bright enough to take shots at me talking about he didn't understand what I was saying.
I actually think Larry
hurt
is bright.
You hurt my feelings, Larry.
I think Larry is bright.
You hurt my feelings, Larry.
Larry
you
know, disagreed with me and I actually like this point.
You know what they say?
No, that's why you like Larry because he agreed with you.
No, he disagreed with me.
He tried to hurt my feelings.
No, hold on. He disagreed with me the whole time, but I thought he made good points.
He ain't made no good points.
You know what they say about that?
You
know what they say is a sign of people who understand a subject a lot is they can explain it to somebody who has no idea and in a way that they can understand.
Yeah.
If you can teach it to somebody
and I did
and get them to learn
because people
you're not
get
getting
me.
Through to these people
that I am relatable.
It's 12:15 and no one's guessed your clues
because they're not thinking because I said y'all ain't that bright. Y'all can't be. I love you to death, but y'all ain't thinking.
It's always about everybody else.
It is.
Not about you.
These are not hard clues.
You know that song, The Man in the Mirror?
Looking at the man in the mirror.
You better look.
These are not hard.
Okay. I actually think I thought the last clue was a good one. That first clue, pretty vague. I mean,
it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I know it is.
Like, come on, the first clue was supposed to be vague. We got 4 hours.
You just called all of our audience soup.
I'm not, and plus, when I did give out super good clues, they killed them in the first hour. Then we kind of killed what we were trying to do.
Hugh's in a spin cycle here. That's the reality. All right, let's get to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up, pal?
It's a fired up Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, man. I can't remember the last. I think the last time I got hung up on was I told my wife to stop spending money at Amazon.
Oh, that's not going to work. I mean,
Kyle is fired up today, man. And hey, I just want Joe and Kyle. I want you to know that I love you like a fat kid loves Brussels sprouts. You know, I just want to let you guys know that.
That one stuck. Yeah, that hit.
You know what? Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. What do you got for us today, Aaron?
All right, so I'm just going to spit the facts, and it's simple facts.
Okay,
let's look at our free agents. Okay, that we lost. How do we come across Milton Williams?
Drafting him.
Third round pick. Yep.
How do we come across Josh Sweat?
Fourth round pick.
How do we get Isaiah Rogers?
They signed him away from the Colts after the whole suspension thing.
Yeah, he got in trouble.
How do we get Darius Slay?
Third and fifth round pick trade.
How do we get CJ?
They signed him.
He came from New Orleans.
Originally, they traded him for like a fifth-round pick.
Yep.
Listen, Joe and Kyle, you guys are looking at it like Howie has got plan A and plan B. But Hugh and the reasonable people out there are looking at it like Howie's got plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, plan F. You know, this guy has got a plan. He's accumulating mid-round picks. He's not going to pick up anybody big in free agency because they're going to lose a mid-round pick, and he's going to turn around and use those picks and come September, we're all going to be jumping for joy and everything like that.
So, Aaron, I think you bring up some good points there, but we could be fair. Milton Williams didn't become the Milton Williams that just got this kind of money in year one when he was drafted in the third round. They developed him. But yeah. if the goal is to win the Super Bowl next year, the Milton Williams of his rookie year doesn't help you win the Super Bowl. That guy didn't help them do anything. He played 12% of the snaps as a rookie. So, they might find a Milton Williams 2.0, and that guy might help them win the Super Bowl in 2028.
No, you can help them win it this year.
But Milton, the specific example of Milton, he didn't emerge for his first few years. Sweat didn't emerge for his first few years.
What would you say Milton's biggest asset was for this team this year?
Pass rush.
You can find a pass rusher to give you what Milton gave you in probably a smaller sampling size.
They may already have. Yesterday, Ross told us Ojomo looks like he might take that place, and then maybe the draft pick replaces Ojomo. I mean, I get it, Aaron. I'm just my point is they've spent a lot of their money on the offensive side, and they're going to play a roulette game on defense trying to replace guys, and that to me is I think they've tipped the scales too much.
This whole narrative of they can't keep doing what they've been doing. Listen, look at our team. Hurts, Mailata, Johnson, Smith, Goddard, Carter, Davis, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, N'Kobe Dean. They've done it for years. You can't say that they're just getting lucky. They have a plan on what they're going to do, and they're going to go through with it. Q, I got a question for you.
What you got?
Take a step outside of Eagle fandom, right? If you're an NFL team, how many NFL teams are gonna say, if you tell them, hey, you're going to have a core of Smith, Hunt, Carter, Davis, Dean, Vaughn, Cooper, DeJean, Reed Blankenship, and Quinyon Mitchell, how many other NFL teams would jump on that opportunity in about 3 seconds?
Damn near all of them, I would think.
Yeah. This is the day and age that we live in terms of football. It's the game within the game. And guess what? In 3 years, we're going to be talking about the same topic, except it's going to be dealing with the defense and why we're spending all the money on the defense.
Well, maybe. I mean, or maybe they let some of these guys go because they keep paying the offense. I mean, Aaron, at some point, can we all come to this realization? Something's going to have to give here. So let's just play it out for a second. Let's say Quinyon, Cooper, Nolan, and Jalen Carter all keep playing like they have. You think they're going to pay all four?
Can't.
They can if they get rid of some offensive players. Like, something's going to have to give. We're going to have to move on from a defensive player we love, young one, or we're going to have to get rid of – like, this is all – like, there's only so many spots they could pay.
But see, here's the beauty of that. If, say, for instance, what are we talking about? You're talking about 2-3 years from now?
At the end of next season, Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith are up.
So,
and then the year
years.
After that, Quinyon and Cooper.
So what if I told you in that time span, if we went to two more Super Bowls, would you be happy with that?
Sure, but I'm just talking about like how they do this. Like the results are the results. But like eventually, we're all like, oh, they're paying the offense, then that's cool. So do we do that forever or do we switch it back?
Here's the reality. And Aaron, you made a great point, but I want to jump in. Here's the reality of what we're doing. And how the NFL works is that you have a window to win games, to be in a Super Bowl window.
Yeah, yeah, and they're in that.
You try to get as many of those as you can because the hard reset coming regardless. Like you say, rob Peter to pay Paul. Peter gonna get his bread back at some point.
Mm.
Peter gonna get his bread. It's whether you give it to him now or you gonna give it to him later.
Yeah, Aaron,
so you try to get as much as you can now. Until that hard reset comes.
Kyle, here's my question. Because, people decided this week Milton's not that good and Sweat's not that good.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If 2 years from now, people are like, are we gonna turn on Quinyon and Cooper because we can't pay them?
Oh, well, for sure. Yeah, they're just not that good.
That's how y'all hear it. What I heard Aaron say.
That is what they say.
Those some people that do that, they're coping.
Mm-hmm.
But what I heard Aaron saying, the biggest point of his call was that he talked about how they were groomed, how they were mentored into being these players, fourth round pick, guys like that. Like they grew into that position and the Eagles were like, we're not going to pay them. They got that money somewhere else.
So I understand that. I get why you let guys go. Teams do this every single year in the NFL. But if they were getting rid of them because they thought they were on the back end or they were about to fall off, and maybe that's Sweat. Sweat's played a long time and he had an injury in college. I don't think Milton's gone because they didn't think he had upside. I think he's gone because they can't pay him.
Yeah. Like,
but they didn't think the juice was worth the squeeze.
Yeah. But I'm thinking about it in terms of next season and will the Eagles be able to get back, right? Because we're talking about Robin, Peter to pay Paul. So Paul's the offense. Peter's the defense. Peter right now is being robbed. Like, that's the reality of the situation
robbed
currently.
Blind.
Right. So, like, I mean, this
y'all
is
crazy.
But it's true. Like, if that's the analogy that we're using,
yeah, we lost,
which I think is very apt, then somebody's being robbed here. So, like, you know, if we want to use that, then the reality is the defense is suffering. Peter is suffering.
Defense isn't suffering.
Oh, come on. They're worse today than they were the other day. I mean, they are.
I don't believe that to be true.
I mean,
how many?
I need the Fransky. I mean, come on.
No.
I mean,
no,
come
seriously.
On.
No.
Okay. Going into.
I don't know how we can spin this.
I'm not spinning it. I'm trying to tell you that the defense this year was a godsend. They played well. I bet you it was a surprise to everybody. Let me tell you what happened with this team. They went into this. The offense was supposed to lead the way. That's what they put their eggs in that basket. It didn't happen that way. They took a pivot. Saquon Barkley was much better than they anticipated him to be. And the offensive line went in there and said, hey, let's lean into our strengths. And once they leaned into that, took a lot of pressure off the quarterback, because that's what we're talking about. It took a lot of pressure off of Jalen. And it allowed him time to do whatever it is he needed to do. He didn't look that great at times during the season.
So you think we're going to be the number one defense again next year?
Listen to what I'm saying. No, I don't.
Well, then they're not as good as they were.
But you don't have to be as good as you were. You could be good enough to make it to the Super Bowl.
No, right.
Ask me that question. Do I think they're good enough to make it to the Super Bowl?
But that was my point. Like, the defense isn't as good as it was a few days ago. It's true.
And you know what? It ain't got to be to get to the Super Bowl.
But at least you admit that it's not as good.
It doesn't have to be. I've admitted that from the first day we started.
Well, you said it was just as good.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop in on the phone lines. Your phone calls and all this. Have we tipped the scales too far, paying the offense and leaving very little money for the defense? I think so. Hugh's fine with where the scales are right now. Of course he is. I mean, it's been his thing for a long time. All right, coming up, we will, along with your phone calls, do a Clearwater check-in. Interesting article from Matt Gelb on how the Phillies and Trey Turner view his future as the shortstop of this team. A lot of industry quotes in there, plus your calls coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This week, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts of the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. So right now, those upsets could get even better, because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. I like upsets in the ACC, the Big East, Big Ten, to cut down the nets for a Big Ten championship. This is your chance to ride with those teams this week. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use. When you win, you get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your Dog of the Day with a prop boost, because after all, anything can happen in March. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.